So as Western governments have turned into terrorists against their own people and no longer represent the interests of the people, they are trying to ban democracy because they can't let the voice of the people be heard. And they certainly can't let elections remove the authoritarians from power. So you're seeing this in Germany, for example, right now with attempts to ban the AfD party, which is the alternative for Germany, or Deutschland, AfD, which has about 25% of the popular support right now. And the AfD party really threatens to unseat the Greens, who are the terrorists that are trying to destroy food and farming and energy infrastructure and the economy. And the stronger the AfD party gets, you know, the more they're going to displace the Greens and the leftists, who are the authoritarians. So they're trying to ban the party. Now in the United States, they're trying to ban Trump. And it's the same kind of rhetoric. It's the same justification. Oh, we have to save democracy by banning those that we don't like. And we'll just claim that they are going to destroy democracy. You know, they say in Germany, the AfD party is a threat to democracy, even though the party has done nothing to warrant that kind of designation. The party's not saying that they should cancel elections. The party's not saying they want to install a dictator. In fact, they want more, referendum proposals on the ballot, which is more democratic. They want people to be able to vote on more things. It's very democratic. But anyway, the same thing in the United States, trying to take Trump off the ballot and say, you're not allowed to vote for Trump because Trump is a danger to democracy. Therefore, we're going to have to shut down democracy in order to save it. Right? Sounds exactly like what the Greens would say, like, in order to save the planet, we have to shut down carbon dioxide that all plants need to live. Or in order to save humanity, we have to starve everybody to death by shutting down the farms and the whole food supply. And in order to save democracy, we have to shut down democracy. So this is the trend. Voters cannot be tolerated by the globalists. Voters will be silenced. And the parties they don't like will also be silenced. And the candidates they don't like will be silenced. And why are they so desperate right now? Why are they in this final stage of the destruction of Western civilization? It's clear they've been ordered to destroy Western nations. And they can't let go of power because their policies, the people currently in charge across Europe and the United States, their policies are a suicide cult. Their policies are suicidal. It's shutting down energy. It's shutting down food, shutting down economies, lockdowns, soon climate lockdowns. And in order to achieve those goals, they have to deploy biological weapons, for example. So disease X is coming. They're even telling us about it. They're going to have more lockdowns. They're going to have more mandatory vaccines. They're going to have more depopulation, jabs, more chemtrails. You know, more attacks on the food supply, engineered famine and starvation, all of it. Plus wars and false flags on top of that. But it's very clear. This is a suicide cult agenda. They are deliberately trying to tear down Western nations. And the only way, it seems, that they can be stopped is if fair and free elections are allowed to take place. And that's why they're opposed to fair and free elections. Look at how desperate they are to stop Trump. I mean, Trump is now the obvious nominee for the GOP. DeSantis is out. Nikki Haley is a joke. You know, Vivek is out. It's Trump. Trump, if elected, will work overtime to dismantle the deep state and to try to protect this country. Although I don't think he can do it alone, by the way. I mean, I think this country's already lost, but at least Trump will try. He'll try to build a border wall. He'll try to pull us out of wars in the Middle East and Europe, but America's already gone. You know, financially speaking, the debt bubble will collapse. That's coming. But they don't want Trump in office because of all the damage that he would do to the authoritarian control grid. You know, Trump would likely do a lot of things to represent the people. And those are things that the tyrants just can't tolerate. So they're going to either jail Trump or assassinate him, or maybe both of those in that order. They're going to try to remove him from more ballots. They're going to run false flag operations to blame Trump. They're going to do everything imaginable to try to remove Trump from this election. Everything. Even if they have to kill people, even if they have to start a war, suspend elections, suspend the Constitution, anything it takes. They are so desperate at this point, these controllers. There's nothing they won't do to try to stop Trump at this point. Absolutely nothing. So just keep that in mind as you think about what's coming. Whether you're listening in the United States or Canada or Europe, your government is at war with you. Your government wants you dead. Your government wants your nation overrun and obliterated from within. Your government wants you to starve to death. Your government wants you to die from bioweapons injections. Your government wants you to have no energy, no air conditioning, no fuel, not even a combustion engine vehicle. Eat the bugs. Own nothing. This is what they want. They want to lock you down in 15-minute cities, which is pretty much like Gaza, by the way. What Israel did in running Gaza was a model for how globalists want to run every city in every Western country. And the overall goal is the complete and total suicide destruction of Western civilization, which will just put Russia and China in charge of the world, by the way. And that's probably the agenda, to destroy the West and allow China and Russia and Iran to rule the world. At one level, this is a giant global communist plot to destroy this nation and destroy the West and have it overrun by communist regimes. At another level, it's globalist depopulation in order to exterminate humanity by the billions in the name of climate lunacy. In either case, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better because not enough people have yet awakened. There's a lot more red pilling yet to take place. So stay alert, stay informed, keep listening to my podcasts and updates and interviews at brighteon.com. That's Brighteon, brighteon.com, as well as naturalnews.com for daily articles. And also check out our network, brighteon.tv, where we have dozens of other hosts and programs that are just spot on, and brighteonradio.com as well. Thank you for listening. Get prepared. It's going to get dicey. Take care. I'm happy to announce we have our laundry detergent back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. Got it up on my laptop here to show you. Now, you may wonder, like, what's so special about laundry detergent? Well, and we sell it as a pair here, these two, I think it's 5-pound boxes. Yeah, 2 5-pound boxes together. Well, check this out. We are meticulous about the ingredients. This has zero abrasives, no lye, no phosphates, no bleach, no dyes, no perfume. Most people's laundry detergent is a toxic stew of garbage. But if you look at our ingredients here, you can go through these ingredients and you can meticulously research these ingredients as we have done. And you can find out that they're incredibly safe for the environment, safe for you and your skin, and also very effective at cleaning your laundry. You know, a lot of people's laundry detergent is just filled with fragrance chemicals that make their clothes smell better, but it's toxic. You know, all those perfumes, when you perspire, the wetness soaks into your clothes that are soaked in the toxins in the laundry detergent, and then your skin can absorb those toxins, which in many cases with many other products are cancer-causing toxins. That's why we say no synthetic fragrances whatsoever. We want you to be clean, but we also want you to be cancer-free, right? I mean, we don't want to have a product that contributes to your cancer. And so we're very meticulous about the ingredients. This is the laundry detergent that I use, and you know how sensitive I am to artificial fragrance and fabric softeners and all that garbage, which I think is just, you know, poison for consumers, typically what's sold at the main stores out there, you know, the big box stores and so on. If you want to clean up your life, clean up your health habits, it's not enough to just have clean food and clean water. You also need to stop poisoning your laundry. And that means get our laundry detergent, healthrangerstore.com. It's back in stock now. It's been over 6 months since we even had this in stock. And this is not going to last very long because so many people have been waiting for it. It's difficult for us to get this formulation manufactured and made for us and then delivered to us. And I don't know how long, you know, this is going to last. Get some now while you can. We also have, by the way, automatic
dishwasher detergent. We have body soap. We have many other home and personal care products at healthrangerstore.com. And in addition to supporting our platform and our message with your purchase, you're also supporting your own health. You're detoxifying your body. You're going to live a cleaner, healthier, longer life because of avoiding exposure to the toxins that are associated with all kinds of horrible things that happen to people. So clean up your laundry. Get the poison out of your clothing, out of your socks, out of your underwear. And this is how you can do it. Laundry detergent, healthrangerstore.com. We formulated it. It's manufactured for us. Finally have it back in stock while supplies last. And then it'll probably be gone for 6 more months. So check it out right now, today, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.